Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
Support for the Boner Planet Podcast is presented by
Dead Downwind, Tinks, Shadowhunter Blinds, Burris Optics, Dead Ringer, The Grind, Bomar Archery, Element Outdoors, Reveal Cellular Camera, HHA and HHA USA, Black Eagle Arrows,
Cobra Archery, Camp Chef,
Novix Outdoors,
and caffeine support provided by Deer Camp Coffee.
Hello and welcome to the Boner Planet Podcast. Myself, Dave Thomas, tonight along with Tim Mazzarana and Jamie joining us for his first time in a few weeks. That's kind of exciting. I don't know. Why did you
actually
come back?
I was here last week, but he must have forgotten.
That is true. Actually, that is true. I skipped my mind. I forgot Tim wasn't here last week. Tyler, Jordan, how are you, my friend?
Well, we just got done talking about it. I'm hoping this is not going to ruin my first trip. It's Tuesday. And I have COVID, so I could be better. But honestly, by most people I've talked to, I could definitely be a lot worse too. So I'm leaving to go Sunday to Wyoming. If I get healthy, so trying to put off getting tested until later in the week. But besides that, though, everything's good. Just I've been at our farm and spent a lot of time up there since. I've had this COVID and just we got a couple good deer showing up. So if for some reason I can't make it to Wyoming, just trying to pin a couple of these bucks down for opening day here in Georgia. But besides that, everybody here at Realtree is doing all right.
That's awesome. Tim, I feel like we can never get rid of this whole COVID thing. Like this whole show looks the way it looks because of COVID. That's the funny part. This thing got whole revamped just because of COVID. And I think it's interesting that Tim and I, like we were saying, Tim and I have had COVID and Jamie did not because he had the vaccine a long time ago, but somehow he escaped it. And the thing is that, I'm actually glad I had it. I'm done. I feel like I know what to expect. I'm not like worried about it anymore. It was like for Tim, it was nothing, for me, it was a little bit more. And then my kids had it and they were fine. I mean, they were playing Fortnite within like an hour. It was crazy. And they just had a headache and that was it. So overall, I think it does affect people differently. And that is the scary part. I'm not going to lie. That is the worst part about it. But I think most people have no issue with it. They get through it. Do you have a headache?
Yes. Yeah, so I haven't I've been drinking a lot of water and doing a lot of liquid IVs. I've taken one of those every day. It's been a week since I've had symptoms. So last Tuesday, I had a bad headache, went to bed at like 7 o'clock, woke up just not feeling great, kind of felt a little bit better that afternoon. I was like, maybe I'll go into the office. Glad I didn't, because I ended up getting tested at about 2 o'clock that afternoon on Wednesday, obviously positive. Felt good for 3 days, got a little cocky with it, thinking everything's going to be all right. And then these last couple of days, I've just kind of been, it's been a little just breathing. I just feel it in my chest, I just feel a little pain. And so that's probably what I get though, because, we travel a lot and are always active and feel like we're going somewhere. So this whole past year, I've been kind of just like cocky and been like, man, there's, I think I'm good. I'm in the clear. If I would have got it, I would have had it by now. You know, there's no way that I haven't been exposed to it. And man, you just don't ever know when this thing's going to hit. And so I just, watching the news has been depressing. I'm so tired of it being talked about. And I just don't want it. I'm just so sick of it, you know, and I hate it for just the whole country, but it looks like this is just the new normal and I better just get over it.
Yeah, welcome to the club, my friend. Welcome to the club.
It's one of those creepy things, right? It's like you said, you know, you think like, oh, I'm good. I would have got it by now. And to be honest, I'm surprised you guys didn't get it a long time ago. In fact, some of the other people I know from different shows and stuff all got it because, you know, just traveling so much. And, but I don't know. I would say that after I had it, I felt like I wasn't as like nervous anymore. Like I felt like everything kind of like opened up to me, you know, for the most part. Like I always felt like, oh, well, I'm good now, right? I got the antibodies. I can go do something, right? And I'll never forget my friends, my friend Jim and his wife got it and his family. They had it pretty bad. I'm not going to lie. Like they had it pretty bad. But at the end of it, they were like, they took off. They went up north. They went traveling. I'll never forget. I'm like, wow. Like they got it and others doing all that. So anyway, you'll be fine. I'm sure it'll all work out. And you might have to skip some things, but I think in the end, it ain't going to matter. But you guys all working from home now, or how's that working then?
So yeah, we are working from home right now, and it's been off and on. Ever since this deal started, it's kind of all run together for me. I don't even know what's what anymore. But so I guess whenever it first came out in March, I was turkey hunting in 2020, and then we were remote immediately, and then I think we opened back up the 1st of June. And then ever since then, we've had different cases of it brought into the office. And so just to make sure we've shut down. And so like me, you know, I had symptoms on that Tuesday, and then Monday I was in the office all day, and I was up at the farm shooting stuff for the shows and stuff this year. So just to be on the safe side, we're working remote. And so we're going to work remote until further notice, until this thing, clear. And we've had since I was positive, we've had two more employees test positive too. So I know.
And I was out for 3 weeks, man.
More remote. You can't get more remote than being out in the field in the tree stand, right?
There you go.
Well, yeah, but except my first hunt's in Wyoming, and so I don't really know.
Yeah, are you flying out there? Is that you taking a plane out there?
Yeah, well, I was gonna. Well, we were going to drive, but I still had a couple people riding with me out there. So they were still going to go. And so we'll see. I mean, I'm hoping that for a miracle happens and I'll be negative come Friday. And I may even, if I'm still positive, may take a test Sunday morning and just see if I get really lucky. But it's been last couple of days have been a little bit rough. And so I was going to get it either today or tomorrow, but you know, we'll play it safe for the rest of the week and just hopefully it'll just disappear.
Makes sense.
Well, I do have some good news for you though. I know it's COVID time, but you know, Tim and I just got done filming the episode for the Golden Arrow Awards, and I guess I can share a little something with you now.
You gonna share the screen?
Yeah, yes, there we go. I am. Realtree pulling the gold. Yet again,
pulling the gold by a long shot too, 32.4 on our Richter scale.
I feel like Tyler, that you know, we had the Members Choice Awards for years, then we stopped doing it for about 4 or 5 years, and then we just started this Golden Arrow Awards again. And I always know Realtree always won this, won the Members Choice Awards. I guess I would ask you, like, what do you think the success has been for Realtree on this, like in people recognizing this brand so easily?
I've never seen this, by the way. This is news to me.
Oh yeah, this is
we just announced
it's not
this.
Public yet.
Yeah, we announced this on the last podcast that we recorded about an hour ago, but that's not even out in live yet.
Well, this is flattering. This is really cool. I'm a little surprised not to see another company on there.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, there's more companies on there. Yeah, they're on the second page, all the other camos, but this is where the rubber meets the road, I guess, for the main brands that have won gold, silver, and bronze. We were talking about this, and I see a lot of Western in this, you know, with the bronze area. And sure. It made sense to me, right? That part made sense to me. And the other brand I think you're referring to is probably Sitka. And that is in that is part of that Western side, the 9.3 wow. and the 9.6, those two. So if you put them together, that would be pretty large if one of them was to pull that with the Western side. But they sure. kind of split it, is what it looks like to us. Me and Tim were talking about in the last episode we did, which we'll launch with the information. But you guys are always doing something right in this category. And, you know, and I was telling Tim, we were talking about this, about, you know, the Midwest is so big, you know, for archers and hunters and bow hunters. And you guys, I felt like, have really dominated that side of it, for sure. And I know you guys are pushing into the Western a little bit as well. But I think, I personally think that this, what you're seeing right here for Realtree Gold in this has a lot to do with the Midwest, if I had to guess.
I would say so. And probably the Northeast too.
Yeah.
And, you know, like one of my favorite places to go, they always make us feel good, is Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, every time I go up there, you know, to some of the shows and stuff, like it's always a good feeling going up there. You know, they just really support their Realtree. And there's probably not a bigger Realtree population than probably in that state alone. But to answer your question, probably I would say just maybe longevity is one. You know, we've obviously been around longer than a lot of these companies. And I would like to think that we just have a good relationship with the consumer. You know, we obviously don't manufacture any products. And, you know, our whole thing has been consumer marketing for 30 plus years.
Yeah.
And I think just, and that goes back to nothing I've done, but I think, you know, with Dad and David, and it even goes beyond them, I think, too. I think just our whole marketing and our pro staff and just team, I would like to think we're well represented with some of the best names, and have been for a long time. So I'd say it's a credit that goes to a lot of people out there that we've been with.
So well deserved, cool. Brother. Congratulations.
Well deserved, for sure.
That's really cool. This is neat. You're going to have to screenshot me that and send it.
Oh, you'll get it. Don't worry. You're getting the award in the mail.
Yeah, get the award.
Okay.
Physical. Hey, yeah. All the golds get the awards. But you do actually, you did, I think, rank in the top three on another category as well, I believe. And you'll see all this will be public very soon, I believe. Here you go. Yep. So you guys took bronze with Road Trips. And I know you revived that show. I think it was just this past year, was it not?
Yes. Yeah, so we went, so I'm hosting it, and I got a few other people with me, Riley Green, country music singer, Austin Riley, he's the third baseman for the Braves. And then my buddy, who's the producer on the show, Brian Brown. So it is actually, it'll be, I guess it's already off, but it's coming off of television altogether. And so Michael has put just all his focus on Bone Collector. You know, he hasn't filmed any new shows for Road Trips in quite some time now. So we just thought it was a cool brand. You know, I honestly didn't care if I was attached to it or not. I just thought, man, what a cool brand to take digital.
Because,
you know, we're always going on the road, and to kind of have some longer form storytelling from our trips, that was kind of the whole goal. And then, you know, Riley with COVID last year, he was obviously not on tour. So he was hunting a lot, and we had a guy pretty much travel with him, couple guys off and on throughout the whole season of his hunting adventures. So looking forward to another good year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, great job, man. That's I mean, it's a lot of work you guys did and pull in that bronze like that. I thought it was very well done. That's, you know,
that's a whole show.
Yeah,
that's an old, those are reruns.
Yeah, and they still love it. <That's cool. laughs> This is their vote, not mine. I didn't put it in there. They put it in.
So hold on, this is so I see the Hunting Public's on there too. So this is going. So this is Best Outdoor Show. This is digital as well.
I would believe this would be digital and TV if I had to guess, because people can put in their votes. So it looks like they split this one a little bit with TV and or digital TV.
I was about to say, I'm just seeing the Hunting Public, and I was like, man.
Yeah, because I don't think this is the old Realtree, to be honest. I think this is what you're doing now, if I had to guess. But
oh,
yeah, if I was guessing. I can't tell you for sure because I didn't, you know, this is consumer voted, so I didn't touch this.
Listen, I'll take the award, okay? I'll take the
Speaking of our mutual friend, where is he? And we pulled the bronze. We were happy for this show. I couldn't believe it. We didn't vote for ourselves. We couldn't believe we could pull the bronze.
No, we didn't. Yeah.
Outdoor Channel pulled that. Let's see. That's not the one I was looking for, though. Nope. Hold on.
Okay, hold on.
Where's the one? Oh, it's right here. I was looking for this one. So Waddell came in second on this, but he was close, man. He was winning this for a while. I was excited. I was like, oh my God, Waddell's going to pull a gold in this. I couldn't believe there's a lot of people on these lists. You're probably on this list somewhere as well, but this goes, I can't show the next couple pages. There's 13 pages.
Yeah, I'm definitely on page 13.
Yeah, believe me, I'm on 13 too.
I can don't show me the list. I don't really.
The only person that voted for Dave is looking for free gear.
All right, what was the other one you wanted to see?
I want to go to this. Maybe that was it. Which one?
No, there's another one. I think it's a last. Yeah, game.
I think it was influencers. I'll say the one
influencer. Yeah.
Oh, this one. Yeah.
Yeah, those are some good ones for sure. I really like, and I know y'all, I don't know if y'all have ever had him on before, but I really like Chris B.
Yeah, Chris done a great job. I mean, he's actually he's from Michigan as well, actually, but his YouTube has done so good and his videos are so good. You know, he's done such a great job.
Just moved to Iowa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but I really like him. Those are some good names right there.
Yeah. A lot of these people. So again, you know, it's very nice to see what consumers deem is what's important to them, you know, and that's why I wanted to do these awards this year and let them vote again, right? Because we haven't done it in so long. And I thought, man, I'm just curious, like, who are people thinking are influenced? Who are people think are celebrities? Who do people, you know, which shows do people like? You know, it's always interesting to hear and see what people actually vote for. And to be honest with you, like, I just couldn't believe this one. I'll take that bronze, baby.
Isn't that crazy with Hannah Baron? I mean, we found her when she had like 15,000, 20,000 followers.
Yeah, we had her on our podcast. She's so big now. We were talking about that. We had her on our podcast before she blew up, right? And she didn't have any sponsors. She didn't have anything. It was just her and her dad. And they had, like you said, I think it was like 50,000 followers or something like that. And they blew up big.
Yeah, she's one of ours too. Hannah's been a really good one. It's crazy how you wouldn't think, you know, and it just somebody – you know, and I think what sets her apart too is, like, you know, you have a lot of people in our space that kill big deer, but like, when I think of noodling, I only think of one person.
Yeah. You know, that's true.
And that is Hannah Baron. So she kind of made that kind of like the seat one guys, you know, with the, you know, suburban hunting. I mean, that's just, they're unique and they have their own niche. And so that's what's really cool.
Yeah, no, she can definitely do more than I would ever do.
Yeah, so. She's a lot tough. She's tougher about 90% of the guys.
Than me,
I know.
For sure.
I know you wanted to see this one, Tyler. I knew you were waiting to see this one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
No, it's right. It was such a tight race, and these people pushed it to the limit, and I wasn't surprised by this. I'm not going to lie to you. After dealing with some of these brands and what I've been experienced with, this is it. Think about it, though. Think about what you're seeing here, right? And think about the Realtree vote, right? And part of that, what we talked about is the Midwest and the Northeast, you know, and I know Matthews is huge in this region. Bowtech has grown tremendously in this region. Hoyt's obviously been pretty big. But Bear, with all of their kids and all these other brands, I mean, they've really, in my opinion, pushed the limits on getting more and more people to be able to shoot because the prices are so low. They have so many options.
Yeah, but this one's shocking. I don't even know what to say about this.
Yeah, well, it shows you what's happening in the market. That's why I love these things, man. Yeah, I love it.
Obviously, we're Hoyt people.
Yeah.
We support several brands, you know, Bear and Matthews included, and Elite. But second and third definitely surprised me here. This is crazy. And like you said, it's ever changing, you know, it's
evolving.
I feel like it goes year to year on a lot of these.
It could, you know, I was telling Tim earlier, you know, past votes on this, right, have been Matthews with like 48%, 49%. So to see that breakup, And I love Matthews. I have nothing against Matthews, but it tells me that consumers are starting to look elsewhere. They're starting to think twice, maybe try something new. That's what I'm seeing when I look at this. And I have to say that, I shoot all these bows, so I know exactly how every single one of these things shoot. I know how they feel. You got to look at the marketing too. You know, Bowtech has gone above and beyond. I mean, like, they win another award in here later in this presentation that talk about industry titans, and their marketing team wins one of those honor awards because they're always communicating. They're calling me, come up with ideas, brainstorming. I mean, you're talking a whole different level of marketing than I've seen with any of the other brands. Bear is actually pretty good too. They've actually done a really good job with their newest marketing team, but you know, Elite, I don't talk to very often. They're great people. I love working with them. Hoyt, I talked to them a little bit more last year than I did this year, but they've been slammed, man. They're so busy trying to keep up with demand that I haven't really heard much from their marketing team, you know, and they made some major changes there, right? With Randy retiring and, you know, that's major change. And Mike leaving and all that stuff. So
crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. I feel like, obviously I'm biased, but I feel like
that's okay. Honestly, when I didn't see this before tonight either. And I looked at this going, there's some names on here that I didn't expect at all. And one of the other ones, and not to focus on them or anything like that, is PSE. I didn't even see PSE show up on here, which is a little
bit surprising. They're on there. They're on the second page.
I mean, on this sheet, having a color that we can indicate what the percentage is, you know, so that was pretty interesting to me too. But it is pretty interesting to see, like, and that Dave and I, when we first talked about this, thought it was really cool to kind of go back out to put this out there and have just the people vote on it. Pure open vote. You can only vote once. So one it's not time, that way or anything like that. But it's pretty interesting to see how this all kind of worked out on a couple of these categories.
Yeah, the Bear one just really surprised, you know, and obviously that is not a bad thing. I go to a lot of independent dealers and have just not heard a lot about them. You know, Bowtech, you know, you do hear some, but Bear is surprising. I would like to think too that, you know, they probably have, in my opinion, you know, probably the biggest digital influencers with the Hunting Public. I think that's just a good move.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. You're right. That could have definitely helped them.
Probably was not bad. And, you know, I think they went through a lot of changes too and are on the right track.
What did you think of this one?
10-point win the gold.
Does this surprise you at all or no?
No. I just figured that. Yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, this is not very surprising. I thought Raven, though, would still be number one, but it is a pleasant surprise. See 10-point do well.
But if you think about it, Raven didn't really launch a bow. No one's seen their bow yet. You know, they have it out there, but they haven't even launched it, so they're kind of falling behind a little bit. True. And the acquisition with CenterPoint might not have made a lot of people happy as well, knowing that they're owned by Crossman, you know, or whatever the new brand is. I forgot the top name, but.
True.
I mean, I just don't know that's a factor, but I'm just throwing it out there. It could be something that bothered people or, you know.
Yeah, I didn't think people thought that much of it, but they could. Obviously, I didn't. I don't shoot crossbows, really.
Yeah.
Never headshot one. They honestly terrify me. Not saying I wouldn't do it, but I just feel like the Raven people, the people I know that shoot Raven, they are very loyal.
Very loyal.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why I'm surprised.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I was impressed with 10 point coming in here. Like I was saying in the earlier podcast, if you'd have went back like 2 years, I think Raven would have taken this gold.
Yeah.
How popular they were. And this made me proud that 10 point was able to flip that, in my opinion, you know, and get back on top. And I think that what you're seeing at 10 point right now and the stuff that, like, Jamie's a 10 point shooter, he shoots our 10 points here usually. Maybe not this year because everybody wants it, but I think you're seeing this like really high quality, fast with, you know, their scopes are like got rangefinders built into them. I mean, it's literally, they're going above and beyond to pull out every stop, you know? So it was very cool. Excalibur, no surprise, you know, that those three brands, you're seeing 90% of the time at the big box and everywhere, you know, you'll see them all the time. So pretty cool. But HHA pulled the gold for the site, Trophy Rich Spot Hog right up in there, QAD, which wasn't a huge surprise at all. They've always dominated this area. Realtree, which that's you, so you don't have to worry about that one. True Fire pulling this one out. Scott and True Ball, which again, these three guys have always been pretty much on the top, in my opinion.
Yep. I shoot a Scott.
Trophy Ridge pulls out the gold in the quiver. Now this quiver, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's legit. It's got LEDs like in the inside and the outside. So like it's a flashlight when you're walking in green. Yeah. And then you could flip it and put your, have you seen this or no?
I have not seen it.
Yeah. No. You could flip it and put your broad. You can see your broadhead going in the dark. Cause it's a green light on the inside of the hood. It's freaking legit.
That's been so
no surprise here that
you know what it's called. You know what it's called?
It is called, is it micro light, Tim?
Good question. I'm blanking right now.
I'll look it up. That's
Trophy Ridge. It's sick, dude. It is sick. Yeah, tight spot's always been on the top. I wasn't surprised by that one. Very good quality, very good design. And G5, I didn't know they really had a lot of quivers, so I guess that's pretty cool for them. I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize
kind of something I learned. G5 takes it with the Montech for the fixed head, which again, that's not really a surprise to me. Muzzy, Montech have always been right up in there. What do you use? What are you using this year?
You use Sever.
Sever? Oh, okay. Yeah, Sever's a good head. It didn't make the Ridge cut here, but it is good.
Trophy Ridge Hex.
Trophy Ridge Hex.
The Hex, yeah, the Hex. Thank you. Faradine pulls it with the Rage, which I don't know if you're surprised by this, Tyler, but I'm not.
not surprised.
Could have called that a mile away.
Yeah. No, I was surprised.
Grim Reapers come on now.
Yeah. What happened with them, man? They've been so quiet over the years.
Yeah. A lot of dealers, you know, we have a big independent presence, and a lot of the independents I go to, I mean, they just can't keep them.
Yeah. Crazy. I've seen these things do some major damage, to be honest with you guys. I've seen a Grim Reaper. I've seen what they do to deer, and they're vicious. They are vicious, vicious machines. But I just, like I said, I don't hear a lot of the brand, don't hear a lot of that, you know, the name of the brand or anything. So that's where I was making that point. Here's your clothing. Kaboom. Sika pulling that one out. Scentlock, very close. First Light pulls that silver or bronze, sorry.
We need you, Scentlock.
I guess if you did if you did scent lock and scent blocker, they might have actually won together. I guess I didn't think of it that way. If it was just Nexus, that
I'm definitely calling it a win for scent lock.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good win if you add them both.
So. Yeah. So really, you just need to change that.
change it now.
Hey, it's the same company. It's the same company.
All right, what's
experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the Adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.
What you using for arrows over there?
Easton, F&J. Nice,
well, there you go.
There you go.
They got a goal. We'll put your face right there when we send them the award. We'll put it on there. Be like, you won this because of Tyler. Well, you can sign it.
Well, just give me all the, or just give me all the awards and I'll put them up. I'll paint their logo on there or something.
What about boots? What are you wearing for boots over there?
Lacrosse, no surprise.
There you go.
Yeah.
Did you know? Me and Tim are trying to figure this out in the last thing. Do you know Rocky is or has acquired Muck?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I just realized I thought it was Lacrosse. Now I realize it was Rocky. So, but here's what I said, Tyler, in this. Okay. If I'm looking at this and I say to myself, and I look at this and I'm Irish setter, right? And I say to myself, what do I want to get into the bow hunting market? I'm obviously not winning this right now. What do I need to change? Because I'm not even close, right? I mean, 9.5 to all these other people. This is a great indicator of where someone sits in this industry. And like, in my opinion, like what are you doing? What am I doing wrong, right? What can I do that Lacrosse is doing to sell more boots? Think about it. Lacrosse has two of those boots are in the top three. They have them and Danner, which is crazy, right? They're taking up, what is that, 30, 40, almost 45%?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I don't know. I just know for me, it's probably like anybody else. You know, lacrosse is a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, for no matter what time of year, weather, turkey hunting, deer hunting, you know, duck hunting. I mean, you just, it's a one-stop shop. So just have that consistency of knowing where to, you know, you don't have to look anywhere else. You know, they have whatever you need for whatever game you're hunting.
One of the brands that has turned on that's been like nobody, from at least from my experience, is Crispy. Like, this is a brand that's a decent number, I feel like, for a company that I've never even heard of till about 2 years ago. And then I still never really see anybody wearing them in the hunting setting, but a lot of people talk about them, you know, so I think they're really comfortable type boots, but
they are, but at that price, I wouldn't want to get them dirty.
There you go.
Expensive. Yeah.
All right. What you using for binos over there?
Bushnell.
Okay. Wow. So here we go. This was a conversation we just had. Why is Bushnell in the lower bracket on this, right? Like, what the hell are they doing?
They're not even close.
What are they doing? Like, seriously, like, how is Vortex dominating you? So, and Bushnell's been around. It's not like this is a brand that no one knows about, or, you know, like, everybody's heard of Bushnell.
So I really believe, and again, biased for sure, right? Okay. I'll just tell you, they sponsor Realtree.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've shot Bushnell most of my life, and, you know, whether it be scopes, rangefinders, but I don't think I can say anything just yet because they have a couple new things coming out this year. And if I can, I don't even know if I can say it yet for sure, but they have for their rangefinder and their binos, they have two new additions to that I really believe are going to help them catch up to the rest of them. And so it's honestly something that I've really been asking for a long time from them. And, you know, it was talked about a lot last year, and they had been working on it, but happy to see, even with COVID and everything going on, they were able to come out with it in both the binos and the rangefinder. So stay tuned for that, because I really believe it's going to change the game for them.
Yeah. They need it. I mean, honestly, I feel like for a company like Bushnell, they should not be this sliver. They should be like at least this sliver, maybe like all of this, because of the amount of time they've been around. I mean, I feel like, and that's what worries me about it, right? It's like, what are they missing here? Is it the product that's the problem, or do they need to do more in the industry, right? These are two important questions.
So what I felt was, for me, it was a little bit of the product. And, you know, but I think they changed it, you know, not that they ever had like problems with their product that they had, but, you know, I was in Nebraska. I just remember this distinctly. I ended up killing the deer, but, you know, my rangefinder, it was so dark that I could barely get a read on my rangefinder. Well, the deer heard me keep clicking it over and over and over. So he, you know, looks up there at me, calms down, walks a little bit further out. I range it again. I'm able to see it, make the shot, but I could have made that shot a lot sooner, and it didn't cost me an opportunity, but they fixed it. And so when y'all see their new rangefinder they're coming out with this year, it's going to help. It's really going to help a lot.
Awesome.
Yeah. Summit pulled the tree stand one out of there. Lone Wolf Hawk. Hawks have been growing, so I wasn't surprised by that. Now they think they're owned by GSM now, I believe, so they'll be even bigger.
This is a close one, though.
Yeah, it was really close.
It's close. Yeah, we use Primal.
Oh, Primal?
Yeah. They may be on page two. And Primal's coming on, too.
Yeah, and Primos pulled this baby off. I wasn't surprised. You know, the ground blind sector has been, these three brands have done such a great job in it.
Rhino's coming on as well. That's, you know, they're relatively new to the scene.
Yeah.
They've really made a big impact. They do a lot of Realtree stuff, but when you see some of their new products as well in blinds, it's going to match or even.
I think it actually kind of beats what's going on. I was actually telling Dave on this last podcast, I'm a big ground blind guy, and I've been looking at what Rhino's launching this year, and it is kind of a game changer in the way that they're thinking about that mesh technology that's out there in those ground blinds right now. So kudos to them, and I expect really big things from them.
No, you're going to like what Rhino's doing. you hit it on the head though with their technology. We shot a few videos that see-through stuff in the blind. It's as good as the Primos one that Rhino's doing, and it's cheaper.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot cheaper. No doubt, a lot cheaper, and it's full wall too. You got from the ground to the ceiling, full wall mesh, which is just it makes you feel like you're outside again, not just sitting in a little fort. You know,
that's exactly right. And we kept ours out for pretty much the whole spring. We turkey hunted out of it off and on, so it's a good ground blind.
Awesome.
I was saying to Tim earlier, like, you know, the problem with that award is that you're not going to, like, a hard shell company is not going to win that, you know, like Shadow Hunter, they're not going to win that because they're too expensive, right?
Yeah,
people can't afford to buy those. They're $2,000-$3,000. So unfortunately, you almost have to have its own category, like, you know, hard shell blinds, the soft shell. Yeah. Maybe that's something we'll think about in the future. But anyway, that was cool. I it's fun to go through them and see all the different awards, and I, you know, it's always fun. I really wish we could do something like an actual ceremony, which would be so cool, like to actually interview people and give them the award. And I've always looked at like the Golden Moose Awards. I think Sportsman Channel did. I thought that was pretty cool, but you'd have to almost do it at like, you'd almost have to team up at like an ATA show to do it, right? Because that's where the people are there. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be so hard to try to invite people to come to one show, and you know, it has to be worth it, right?
Yeah, you may have to do it on something like this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This could work though.
There may not be an ATA or SHOT Show.
You don't know. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, that's, I don't know. Point. The way this world's going,
we're not going to SHOT Show.
Yeah. No.
No, we're not going to SHOT.
So is ATA on the? You don't know yet.
Or we're definitely going to ATA if it stays.
Yeah. Oh, if it stays, they have a new president, huh? I heard they got Matt's no longer there.
Yep. So if it stays,
I like Matt. So
that was awesome.
Yeah, I know.
That was a great guy.
That's they
great.
Called me the other day. They actually called me. They said, hey, just want to get to know you and blah, blah, blah. Because they have a new person, I guess, who started on the social side. And they went through all these questions, right? And I answered them all. And I was giving Matt all these kudos and the whole thing. And she's like, you do know Matt's not longer here, right? I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, no, he was let go, or they're not, you know, they did some change up, the board decided. I'm like, what are you talking about? Where's Matt? And the only reason I say that is because Matt was one of the first people to engage with us in the, you know, the external media world on what was happening. And actually, he was on our podcast one time. The first time, I'm talking about the first time when he first took the job. And I said to him, can you stick around after the show? And we basically laid into him. We told him everything we hated about ATA. And he actually started fixing those things. It was crazy. And like, I was like, wow, this guy's legit, you know?
Listen,
so very, very sad to see him go, to be honest.
Yeah, I hope hopefully everything with ATA will still run smoothly and be okay. We're looking forward to just getting back there regardless and interacting with everybody. You know, it was tough not being able to interact, and just, you know, that show too is just great catching up with people.
Yeah,
for sure.
What do you think happens, Tyler, if the ATA cancels this year? Do you think that's going to cause a major ripple for any future ATAs, or what would you think, just as your guess at this?
It's tough to say. You know, I think they're still very beneficial. I mean, you know, I'm sure you're going to have some people and some companies that choose not to go back, but most of the ones that we do business with, we're really excited about returning. I don't think it hurts anything. It's a show that we have as a priority for us. You know, we get a lot of business done there, and just supporting that independent dealer is that's just our top priority as a company. You know, cause I mean, that's really where Realtree and a lot of outdoor brands are built, is at that independent level. And then being there to support, obviously, the bow companies, licensing to a bunch of them. It's important to, for them to be seen and be heard and see their new products and innovation. So I hope it continues.
Yeah. Actually, the one thing, it's kind of disappointing to me because I haven't been there since we've been talking so much. And one of the things I always wanted to do was sit in the Realtree Lounge. You know, I just wanted to hang out in the Realtree Lounge with all the celebrities.
Cool. I like going there just because that's all we do is just hang out.
Yeah, it's so
all
fun.
All we do is just chill and hang out.
I wish that was the case.
They I was going to say,
like dogs.
No, I'm not doing it ever again. I ain't working at all. Next time I go to that show, I'm going to pull a Tyler. I'm going to go hang out with everybody. How's it going?
Just come and hang out with us.
I'm going to hang out in the lounge at Realtree. And then what we can do, then we'll just go have some fun. We'll go grab everybody's bows and Realtree and just start breaking them in front of everybody. Right. How much can this handle?
Yeah, it's a lot. Have y'all ever been to SHOT Show?
I have not. No. I heard it's crazy.
Yeah, you're not missing any. Like, I used to really enjoy going when I was younger, but that show has turned into, it's less and less hunting than it is. You know, it's more of just a gun show now. And hunting's maybe where it used to be half of the show. Now it's maybe 10, 15% of the show.
Yeah.
So crazy. You've had a lot of brands here pull out in the last few years. And I think with COVID, I think you'll see a lot of brands pull out from going. Next year too. So we just decided to, you know, if we're going to go to anything, it's going to be ATA. And
yeah,
you know,
SHOT Show is like, it's going to be gun manufacturers, it's going to be like tactical flashlights, tactical knives. Yeah. I'm just asking and yeah. Like I'm assuming it's all the accessories for guns and pistols, and so I feel like it definitely can go off and do a whole different spiral stuff there.
Oh yeah, you can leave the hunting part of it really quick. I mean, it's a tactical gun show is basically what it's turned into, where it, like I said, hunting used to be such a big part of that. Like when Dad came up, and I think for a lot of companies back then, it was a necessary evil. You had to, you know, that show was where you were founded, by the Cabela's, Bass Pros, Walmarts and everything else. But now it's just it's a lot different. You know, that a lot of the business there, for us at least, and I'm sure it's the same for a lot of companies that are not gun manufacturers, a lot of the business that we do, it's already been done. Yeah. It's more just having a face-to-face meeting, just a hello, catch up. It's a long, you know, 3.5-4 days where you know, you have the ATA, you really feel like the whole time you're there, you're talking to industry people the whole time.
Yeah.
And SHOT Show's just, it's more people go, I feel like, because they feel like they just have to be there. You know, otherwise they're going to miss out. But that's dramatically changed, and I think you'll see it change even more.
Crazy. All right, let's talk about this real quick. I just want to make sure I get this out because I didn't want to forget about it. I was just wondering, like, what are you necessarily working on right now? Like, are you working on TV show, podcasts? Like, what things are you working on specifically when you're not having COVID?
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited because I've really enjoyed the pattern development process that my dad goes through. And that's something a lot of people don't know about my dad, is from the very first pattern to every pattern since, even the fishing patterns that we do, obviously they're not to hide from fish. They're lifestyle patterns. But my dad is involved with all of the makings of our camouflage patterns. And so I've really enjoyed that process, learning from him, because that really is, we don't obviously make anything. We don't make clothes. All we do is design camouflage patterns, build the marketing. And so, you know, this new pattern we're working on, it's going to be a waterfowl pattern. We're going to launch it in January of 22, but it's a lot of what I did, a lot of the photos and work and time out in the field. A lot of the pictures that you're going to see on this pattern are from mine and Dad's photos that we took together.
Awesome.
And just so cool. seeing his, I just like his thought process of watching him build a pattern, test it. I don't know. It's pretty unique. And that probably goes back to what we first talked about, is why do people maybe feel Realtree is the top camouflage brand? I think just because, not the other companies don't, but we just take a lot of pride in our development of our patterns. You know, my dad has always had his pulse and always had his fingerprints over any pattern that we come out with. And he's a perfectionist. And so that's just learning from him on some of that and developing patterns. We're working on another pattern after that for 2023. But we're currently developing patterns, even if some of them we shelve, you know, for a few years. And so that takes up a lot of time. And then obviously with road trips, we're on the road a pretty good bit. Was turkey hunting a lot last year, looking forward to deer season again this year. And then, you know, podcast too, you know, Michael Waddell's got a bone to pick podcast. And so I was very excited about that. I feel like if anybody in our space can match a Joe Rogan of our space, that's going to be Michael Waddell. There's no
doubt. No doubt.
He's always Michael. The best interview with us.
Yeah, he's the best, man. He's so good.
you can tee him up and then he's gone.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
He's I see like three words and he's going. It's hilarious.
Yeah. It doesn't take much to get Michael to talk. So I was like, man, all you do is talk and you have really good points. Man, even if you just had to talk by yourself for 30 minutes, people are going to tune in. It's kind of like Cy Robertson. You know, people just listen to Cy because he's funny. He's entertaining. So, and then we're working on a couple other things with the podcast as well. I'm coming out with some new shows. And so it's
that's cool.
It's always something around there. And
as far as the patterns go real quick, I'm on your website right now. So the current patterns are the Timber, the Escape, the Max 5 and Edge, which is extremely popular. And then you guys have then Realtree Fishing, which I think has a different pattern, I assume.
Realtree Fishing?
Is that a name for that pattern?
Well, so we have Wave 3.
Wave 3.
And the other one that just – Wave 3 and the other one that just came out – shoot. Drawing a blank. I was just at ICAST. Shows you how involved I am.
You can't do everything, man. I mean, honestly, you can't remember it all. There's a ton of real quick while you're thinking about it, though. I was going through the archive ones, and man, I want to shed a tear. I missed some of these. Advantage. Oh my God, that was like so amazing. Vantage Timber, Realtree APG, Realtree Blaze Camo. Which, oh my God, you guys not have an orange right now? Then
what's no?
No orange right now.
No orange right now. And, you know, a lot of that.
Cry.
Yeah, a lot of that's just because, you know, different states, you know, it has to be solid orange.
Oh, I didn't know that. Got
so that market, it's very, very small. But the fishing pattern's called Realtree Aspect.
Aspect, cool.
I knew it started with an A.
Max but, 1 XT, Max 1. This is like Max 4. You guys said, and the original, which I got right here.
Yeah, I want one of those hats. I was going to say something.
That's so sick. Pretty cool. I'll get you one of these, don't worry. This hat's so cool. It's got to be interesting for your dad, because like I feel like if I was your dad and I saw this, I'd be like, oh man, that's it, that's where it started, you know, that was it. And I figured that one out, came up with it, now here we are, you know, all these, how many years has it been for Realtree?
So it's since 86.
Wow.
Yeah, so that pattern. Wow. You would think my dad would really like that pattern. But he doesn't.
Tell him he's not getting this hat then. I was going to send him one. Forget it.
My dad really likes it because he still got the original outfit that came on.
Nice.
Yeah. Man, I go on eBay and just try to find different old stuff. And like, I have a closet full of original that unfortunately I can't show my dad.
Oh, but, that's hilarious.
You know, I think for him, it more is... I guess if you're making it, I guess it's different. Like I'm like you, I have sentimental value to that, even though I wasn't around for that. It's
nostalgic.
It's nostalgic. But dad, I think sees how it could have been better.
Yeah.
Where technology went even 3 years after he had original and was able to make a different pattern. And so all he sees is like, oh, I could have done better. Or
I feel you on that though, because like we'll go back and Dave and I will watch some of our old videos and look at some of the old logos that we
disaster.
Had. And we're gonna be like, how, why, what did we have? What were we thinking?
Terrible, terrible,
just terrible.
Yeah, but then people are gonna be asking y'all to bring that back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you guys, they built it in Microsoft Paint.
See? But they're gonna
Microsoft Paint.
It reminds me of the Buckmasters logo too.
Yeah,
you know, Buckmasters had their new logo, and then here they are, you know, bringing back their old school logo that they started with.
Yeah,
I don't think you guys are bringing your old logo back because your new one's sick. That's definitely not something to move or change.
I feel like we could bring back some sort of original line.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And bring back a limited run of Team Realtree hats, but
yeah,
you
that
know,
new logo's sick though. Man, does it look good.
Yeah, dad will have to, he just can't know about it, you know.
Hey, let's talk real quick about the X-Cape. Is that supposed to be like, is that going to be Midwest and Western, or what's your thoughts on how that is used?
You know, I think it's definitely advertised as a big game pattern, but you know, people interpret that differently. Scentlock, Browning carried a little bit in X-Cape, and so did Element, but you know, we've talked to several of our partners that carry that pattern, and a lot of people are using it for whitetail. You know, I'm sure you have people that are using it for elk hunting, mule deer, you know, the out west market. But, you know, we've had a lot of people just to be different, to separate themselves. I truly believe it's Dad really wants to come out with an effective pattern, just not to come out with a pattern just to come out with it, but he really wants it to be effective. And I think that pattern, you know, we took it to a lot of different places when we were testing it just to get photos and to see how it matched. It's probably the most effective pattern that Dad's ever come out with. I think
it looks awesome.
Between that and Realtree Timber, it just looks really, really good.
I'm just going to show that real quick, how sweet that looks.
Yeah, and scent blocker.
With that brown like that in there too? Oh, my gosh, that's sick.
So you have people using it for whitetail. You know, I know a lot of the guys at Element, they have their own television show, and they said it's their top seller. I think just because it's different, you know, they carry Edge and Timber too, but yeah, the ground blinds.
This looks so good. Yeah.
Awesome.
I was trying to think, you know, every time I talk to you, I think I send you text once in a while. And I'm like, dude, what is this? Like, well, I was walking through a Walmart one day, and there was a freaking, like, it was like a little a mini bike. I think it was a mini bike, like a Coleman mini bike or something. I had Realtree cam on. I'm like, what is this? You're like, I have no idea. Like everybody just leased the pattern. I'm like, wow. You know, I'm like, I got to get me one of these babies. So I'm calling Coleman. I'm like, I got to get me one of these, you know, they didn't answer, but either way, it was still cool though. I was like, this is so cool. It's so cool to like just walk around like anywhere and you just see like a Realtree pattern. It's just everywhere. You know,
no
it's
doubt.
Crazy.
No
doubt. How many places you can see it.
Yeah, and a lot of it, we don't, you know, we have 1,500 licensees, so it's tough for me to even keep up when I see something. I'm like, dang, man, I didn't know we did that.
What you know? The heck? There's a Snicker bar. Is it Realtree? Yeah.
My Reese's
like, what's going on here?
The heck?
Which, have you ever had any, that you're to your knowledge, have you ever had any, like, beer cans or anything like that use Realtree?
I was just going to say, yeah, like a Realtree Busch Light.
Like Busch Light or something?
Well,
I don't know if they use cans.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. It's been around. We've done that program a while now. It's been a few years, but fun fact: the first beer I ever had was a Realtree Busch.
That's awesome. Yeah, because you drive up north around here, and they got those big Welcome Hunter signs, and they usually have.
Oh yeah, is it Realtree though? I wasn't sure. Busch with the camo pants. Yeah. Great, man, for sure.
That's awesome. I never paid attention long enough, I guess, to like see that it was camo on the Busch beer. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm going on here. So we did a program with Coors Light. Coors Light did Max One back in, I think it was like 06 or 07. And then we did a deal. We had a big program with Keystone Light.
That's hilarious.
And
that's
I'm trying so to funny. Think if there was anybody else. But yet, if you type in any, like I just typed in Busch Realtree, we did
it. Yeah, it's coming up. I see it. It's so cool.
We did the orange cans one year. But the first one I had was Hardwoods.
So cool. Oh man. All right, Tyler. I know you got COVID, so you need to go rest, get some air. So we'll talk soon, but thank you so much for joining us and going through that. That was fun. Good night. And keep us in touch. I just want to know how these hunts go for you when you get a chance to get back out there, because it's exciting. Season's coming, everybody's pumped. So definitely keep in touch with us.
No, I really appreciate, again, I enjoy coming on here and talking to y'all. And sorry, I know I sound probably a little bit sick.
You're right.
It's all good, man.
Tim sounds like that all the time.
Hoping that we'll have some good news here. You know, check back in with me. We got a really nice deer showing up in Georgia right now. So really hoping if he stays consistent that we'll have a good chance at him here the first weekend or first week of September that it's open. And you know, got a couple of good trips, going to the Milk River again first week of October. So y'all check in and we'll kind of keep you updated and kind of let you know how the team's doing.
Awesome, man. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, man. We'll see you later.
Y'all have a great week.
You too. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Experience the power of 5G with T-Mobile. With faster 5G speeds nationwide, you can upload your favorite videos super fast or game on the go. Plus, T-Mobile has more 5G bars in more places, so you can stay connected to what matters most from almost anywhere. Switch to T-Mobile today, the leader in 5G.
T-Mobile has America's largest 5G network, fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 5G speeds for Q4 2021. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know the old saying, selling like hotcakes? What does that even mean? What is a hotcake anyway? They should change it to selling like Hondas, because right now, Hondas are selling faster than ever. Probably because they're so rugged, long-lasting, and fuel-efficient. And if you want one, you should get to your local Honda dealer right away. Check out the 8-passenger Pilot, or maybe the adventurous Passport. But you gotta do it fast, because Hondas are selling like, well, Hondas. New models are arriving right now. Don't wait. See your local Honda dealer today.